A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Nun Ches. Baba Metzia 58b. Pagination is 116. Starting from the Mishnah, approximately one quarter down on the page. Kishem Sha'ona'a B'mekech U'memkar. Just like there is the concept, a prohibition not to aggrieve, not to wrong, not to pain somebody financially during a transaction by giving them an unfair price. We discussed this. This is not what some people take it to mean, that you're not allowed to be savvy in business. If a person is convinced that steel is going up, so he wants to buy lots of steel, and he thinks anybody who's selling is being foolish, that's not what we're talking about here. That's investment. A person can be convinced that rice is a good commodity to own. We're talking that the item has a fair market value and you're taking advantage of the other person's lack of knowledge that it does have a fair market value. And that could be both from the buyer perspective and from the seller perspective that someone was wronged in the transaction. And so the Mishnah tells us, just like we know about that type of ona'ah, which is financially taking advantage of somebody, kach ona'ah bedvarim. There's also aggrieving a person through words, which is a prohibition in the Torah, one of the mitzvahs. You may recall a childish ditty that goes, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. And that may be a nice response to boost someone's falling emotional level when they're insulted by words, but it's simply not true. Words can never hurt me is just not true. A person can be hurt terribly, painfully, and the Mishnah outlines a number of examples, and it's explained in the Gemara as well. Lo yomar lo, for example, a person's not allowed to say to somebody else, bekama chafetz ze, how much would you sell this item for? Meaning, there's a peddler, there's a person who's a merchant, and he's looking to sell things, and this is his livelihood. He's counting on making sales. For who ain't a rotza likach, and you have no intention of buying. You're just asking. It ends up being a tease, and you have to be very careful. People going into stores, some stores, the proprietor really is counting on the business. It's not just the mall, and the person who's working there couldn't care much one way or the other. If you greet them with a nice good afternoon, you're doing well. The proprietor is there, and they're hoping to make a sale. A person should say, I'm just browsing, I'm just looking. If a person gives the impression that they're looking to make a purchase, and the other person starts paying attention to them and assisting them, and really it's going nowhere, that's ona'as devarim. Imhoyu bal tshuva, another case. If a person has done tshuva on previous activities, lo yomar lo, you're not allowed to say to them, zechor ma'asecha harishonim, remember how you used to be, because that's painful. It's derogatory. V'imhayu ben hu ben gerim, im hu ben gerim, if he's the son of people who converted, so they used to be not Jewish, lo yomar lo, similarly, you're not allowed to say to him, zechor ma'asei avosecha, remember the way your ancestors were, the type of people they were. Shenemar, there's a specific mitzvah regarding gerim to be extra careful, v'ger lo sona v'lotzil chatzeinu, not to oppress, not to pain a convert. And apparently from this Mishnah's presentation, it seems to include the child who's being reminded about the behavior of the ancestors. Tanu Rabbanon, the Gemara proceeds. Lo sonu ish es amiso. The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bahar tells us you shouldn't afflict one person to the other. Be'onas devarim akasav medaber. We posit, we actually conclude, that the pasuk is talking about onas devarim, this prohibition of verbal oppression. Ata omer be'onas devarim. You're making the assumption that it has to do with verbal. Maybe it's talking only if you aggrieve the person financially. Money I took away from the person, that I understand. But here, words are words. What's the big deal? Kishuhu omer, but the pasuk says, v'chisim kiru mimkor la'amisecho. It happens to be in the very same section, in the beginning of Bahar, when you'll make a sale, okonomi adamisecho, or a purchase. Hare onoas mamon amur. Onoas mamon has already been said. Hamani mekayim losanu ish es amiso. So what's this other pasuk all about? You shouldn't aggrieve your fellow. But onoas devarim, this is our tradition. It's talking about the aggrieving through words. Haketzat. What are examples? The Gemara tells us. Imhoya bal tshuva. The Braisa that we're quoting gives a similar example to that of the Mishnah. A Baal Tshuva should not be reminded of his previous behavior. If he's the child of converts, you're not allowed to tell him, remember the way your ancestors were. The Braisa continues and elaborates on this theme. Im haya ger, if the person is a convert, uvalul mo Torah, and he wants to study Torah, al yomalo, you're not allowed to say to him, pesha ochal nevelos atreifos shkatsim v'remosim balul mo Torah, the same mouth that used to ingest non-kosher food is coming to study Torah. Shenemra mepi agvura, this Torah was given from Hashem. You're not allowed to say that. Not allowed to cause pain through words. Another case, im hayu yisurim ba'im alav, if affliction is coming upon a person, al yomalo, you're not allowed to say to him, kederach sha'amru lo chaverov le'iov, like the friends said to Iov during his difficult time, that they gave him musar, rebuke, and told him that he's not really as great as he thinks he is, you're not allowed to do that. This is a very important concept. There's a place, perhaps, for Musar to tell a person that they have to improve their ways, but that place is not while they're suffering to impose that. It's considered somewhat worthless, and therefore it's unjustified hurt. You could only impose hurt on a person if it's going to benefit their situation. Giving them musar with bagels and lox. So in a calm time, you explain the perspectives that we believe in of reward and punishment, and that affliction is an atonement. So you could do that. But if you tell a person while they're going through something, that's causing unjustified pain. There are also many different interpretations of why a person is suffering. A lot of different reasons why it might happen. To attribute it in a certain way, to be the interpreter, unless you're a Navi, where do you come to interpret? And that's another category of onoas devarim. At the time of the affliction, a person should simply be there, be sympathetic, recognize that the person is suffering and needs support. First wide line. Im hayu chamarim mevakshim tivua mimenu. If people are requesting grain from this person, lo yom alohem, he's not allowed to tell them, l'chu etza ploni, go to so-and-so, shehu mocha tavua, he's a salesperson, he might need your services the donkeys to be used to transport the grain. And he knows that the person never sold grain in his life. It's a practical joke. It's cute. But a practical joke, the Gemara classifies as onoas devarim. Have to be very careful when this applies, etc. Skipping to the middle of the wide lines at the end of a line, kolamalbin pnei chavero barabim, anybody who embarrasses his friend publicly, literally, whitens the face of his friend in public, kilu shofech damim, it's as if he spilled his blood. You embarrass someone publicly, it's like you killed them. On some level, there's a ritzicha, there's a murder that occurred. So one approach would be that at that moment, the expression indeed is, I wish I could have dug a pit and disappeared. The person wishes that they were dead during those moments. The Gemara says, Shaper ko amrit, it actually makes a lot of sense. Dechazina le de'ozol sumka va'osi chivra, because we see that the person becomes red, and that red disappears, and instead the person turns white. And that's p'nei chavero barabim, that you're malbin, that you whiten his face in public with embarrassment. It's actually, on some level, a death experience. And therefore, even though it's words, we have to be so careful. The Mishnah and the Gemara giving these examples, something that seems innocent, getting a storekeeper's hopes up high, but through that verbal interchange, you're actually causing them pain when you really have no interest in buying the item. To say to a Baal Tshuva or a Ger, Zechor Ma'asecha HaRishonim, remember your or your ancestors' behavior, the concept of not giving ill-timed Musar. In the wrong place, wrong application, you're simply causing pain without any justification. And practical jokes, which cause embarrassment, are likewise included in this prohibition of onoas devarim. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.